Editor's note. This article has been edited from the original version. The new Rec Complex's inclusive changeroom design drove a two-hour debate Tuesday, including a heated exchange between one delegate and the mayor that prompted bylaw officers to step in and remove her. Ultimately, after hearing from both sides of the issue, council voted to accept an update from the project team, setting the stage for the $108 million Rec Complex project to go to tender May 1. Kitchener resident Janet Fiaschetti appeared before council to suggest the word, grooming cubicles, on the project's schematic design points to something untoward happening between young children and opportunistic individuals, and not the family change space the architect intended. Further suggestions by Fiaschetti that the design allows grooming of children prompted the mayor to stop the delegate and ask bylaw to escort her out of council chambers. Following a discussion with staff, Fiaschetti was permitted to remain in chambers. It doesn't matter what the topic is, we all have to be respectful and civil in order to get the message across, Mayor Jan Liggett said following a short recess. Fueling anger about the universal changeroom was a Friday blog post from National President of the Campaign Life Coalition, an anti-abortion lobby that's also opposed to what it calls transgender ideology. In it, Jeff Gunnarsson suggested the design promotes nudity in the common area and makes it easy for sexual predators to get in close quarters with vulnerable young girls and women. He urged supporters to email and call counselors, and many followed that directive. Dozens of emails were sent, urging counselors to vote against the design. It prompted staff and the architect to come to the podium prepared to defend the design, which is essentially a public hallway with benches and private, lockable changeroom stalls on either side. A common shower area, open to and visible from the pool, allows anyone planning to swim a chance to rinse off. Private showers in individual and family changerooms are also part of the design for anyone who wants to fully undress while showering. It allows parents with different gendered children to change in close proximity, couples, one of whom may be a primary caregiver, to change together, and transgendered people to change like everyone else, in the privacy of their own space. The facility will include 34 private change rooms, 28 private washrooms, and barrier-free accessible spaces. The public space is visible from the pool deck, providing passive surveillance by staff at all times. The city is still working out where it can place cameras in the facility, some of which may capture the common area of the change room. But Peter Hyman, a retired elementary school teacher, doesn't believe it is safe. He only became aware of the universal change room design after a series of public information centers were held last fall, and believes it sets dangerous precedents for future building construction in Cambridge. The idea staff condescendingly dismissed residents' concerns during public consultations left him feeling angry. He believes the mix of genders in a common space will reduce safety for children and add to the potential for kidnapping. It is a documented fact that tens of thousands of children are abducted each year and many are sold into slavery, he said. Facilities, like the one proposed tonight, make it that much easier to carry out such heinous acts. Design in use across the province. Project manager Shane Taylor assured anyone listening that the city takes concerns about child safety very seriously. I believe the current proposal is the right proposal, he said. It's safe, accessible, inclusive, private, secure, and just really convenient to use. Taylor reiterated, the public space is not for changing or being naked in. The private spaces are for being naked and changing clothing. He said the project team toured several similar facilities across the province and heard from municipalities and residents. The changeroom model the architect is proposing has been included in several projects since 2012, and it's not an uncommon changeroom organization across the country, Taylor said. The view from the pool deck through a glass partition into the change space and the individual cubicles where users can disrobe in private. MJMA architects. This would be perfect for a child who is transgendered, wants to feel safe and not bullied, Taylor said. Parents with kids of both genders can go in with them together and feel confident they are able to change safely and privately. He said many who came to public consultation sessions with concerns about the design left the meeting supportive of the proposal. Other delegates agreed, including Bill Kirby, who called in to praise staff for considering everyone in the design. "We regularly hear about wanting to be a welcoming city in Cambridge. One that is truly diverse and inclusive," he said. "Here we have a moment to take action. It's upon us and a moment to show people the love and respect and support that we all deserve, and I implore you not to turn away from that." Project involved the most thorough consultation process in city's history, but Cowan. Helen Schwery wasn't convinced consultations, attended by close to 200 people, represent the feelings of the majority. She asked why the city only presented council with a universal washroom design when the norm is private male and female washroom and changeroom areas. "It doesn't feel it represents Cambridge," she said, suggesting the constituents she's spoken with prefer the traditional changeroom space and the company of naked people of their own gender while they change, not the single-stalled private changerooms proposed. "When I get out of a pool, I put a towel around myself," she said. "I would not be walking around in a bathing suit in front of other men. If somebody's uncomfortable, they're uncomfortable," she added, asking staff how those sensitivities are addressed with this design. Cowan. Corey Kimpson assured Schwery consultation on the project has been extensive, staff were given direction by council to proceed with it, and all considerations and concerns have gone into the design as presented. Cowan. Mike Devine said he likes the concept and said he's been to Europe where these types of universal change space are, everywhere. "Many of the city's existing facilities provide much less privacy than what will be offered in the new complex," said Cowan. Scott Hamilton. He believes much of the fear expressed about the design, although very real and very passionate, is misplaced and inaccurate. "The visibility is exceptional, whether you're out in a hallway or at a security desk, or sitting at the pool," he said. "It allows parents to watch their kids go into the private stalls and lock the door to change. There's no public nudity," he said. "There's an equal probability that someone could strip in a pool or on their way to the change room as they could when they're in a change room. I don't really see that argument as being relevant. We're so close to producing a design and a facility the community can be so proud of. I'm proud of it. I think staff have done a tremendous job. I think it's gorgeous." But above all else, Hamilton said it's a testament that we appreciate everyone in our community, regardless of who they are, where they come from, how they define themselves. They can be safe here. They can have privacy here. They can watch over their loved ones here. Joining Schwery in voting against the design was Cowan. Nicholas Ermeida, who said he spoke for the majority of his constituents in Ward 8 who don't want it and would prefer the change rooms and washrooms to be designed with the traditional separation of genders. In a press release following the decision, Deputy Manager of Community Development Hardy Bromberg said the project involved the most community consultation in the city's history. "We are pleased to see 10 years of collaboration come to fruition. This facility's exciting modern design represents a real community hub, and we feel it encompasses every individual who will be visiting it and enjoying all that this campus has to offer." Construction on the rec complex is expected to begin in July.